Welcome to the RV Entrepreneur Podcast, the weekly show for nomads, work campers, RVers, and entrepreneurs looking to earn a living or build a business while enjoying the RV lifestyle. This week's host is Joshua Sheehan. Let's settle in and enjoy the RV Entrepreneur Podcast brought to you by RV Life.
Hey there, entrepreneurs. Joshua here. Today, I've got a really cool episode with Brianna Royal. She's been on the podcast several times before, but today we're kind of going full circle. Her and her husband, Craig, and their four kids, they sold their house, they bought an RV, they traveled around North America. They've been doing it for a little over 8 years, and then they did some backpacking in Europe as well. But recently, they settled back into a house and are adjusting to life off the road. Over at their blog, Crazy Family Adventure, they blog about their adventures, road trips, RVing, and top things to do at different locations throughout the country. But it's really cool. I think often we don't talk enough about the full circle. Everyone's super excited to get on the road, start a business, do all the things, and we never talk about what it looks like to come down for them. We had Michael Boink on earlier last year to kind of capture his full circle journey as well. And today we have Brianna on to talk about her full circle. It's a really interesting conversation to hear the coming off of, the starting a new chapter. Really excited to get back into sticks and bricks and to start some life in home base. And I think it's a topic that I really want to shine some light on and to show everyone it's not all about the getting started and the going. We also have to plan for the exit strategy, the full circle, coming around to the end of the chapter. With that, let's jump in with Brianna. Awesome, Brianna. Welcome back to the RV Entrepreneur Podcast. You have had quite the experience the past 8+ years of getting on the road, adventuring, doing all the things that RVers and RV entrepreneurs can only aspire to do. For someone who doesn't know your story, give me a little background of who you are and what you've been doing for the past almost decade.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so my name's Brianna, and me and my husband, Craig, and our four kids, and at the time, two dogs, launched to RV travel back in 2014 when not everyone was doing it. We followed maybe one or two people, some that were international travelers, and just one other family that was actually RVing, like through Facebook. I don't even know if Instagram was around or we were doing it at the time. So it was a whole different time when we launched to get on to the road to start it off. So yeah, we did that back in 2014. The kids were 6, 4, 4, and 2, and we sold it all. No plan to stop, no end game, no, we didn't know what was going to happen. And just continued to travel all over North America. We did Canada, we did Baja, Mexico, and then actually ended up doing a trip to Israel and doing a 3-month backpacking trip to Europe. And throughout all of that, also built two businesses. So I have two businesses, one virtual powerhouse where we do Pinterest and social media and email marketing for small businesses, and then our travel blog and brand Crazy Family Adventure. So that is who we are and what our history is. And now in June of this year, we did decide to get off of the road. So after 8+ years of full-time travel, we made the decision to get off the road and buy a house and transition into the next phase of our adventure.
Fantastic. And that's the reason that we have you on today is we want to paint a full circle picture. We have a lot of folks that are interested and excited in jumping into the journey. They've got all these wants and desires to do things, be full-time RVers, full-time RV entrepreneurs, starting businesses on the road, and all that energy is awesome. I think it's also important that we highlight the yin and the yang, the off-ramp of when it's time, because you don't see many people doing full-time RV living for 30, 40 years. Most of the time, it's a chapter of life, and then they incorporate it back in sporadically. But there's a lot of people, it seems recently, in the past few years, that are literally selling everything, getting on the road, and they're like, we don't know what's next. And so by having this conversation, what we really want to focus on is just how, I guess, the life cycle of your full-time travel and your businesses, and then how it's adapting to now a different chapter of your life. And so you mentioned both of the businesses. Were those in place when you guys hit the road, or is it something that you established while traveling?
No, they were not in place when we hit the road. When we hit the road, we had a thought that we would start our blog and wanted that to definitely be something that was going to bring in an income for us. And then also me doing some of the, at the time was virtual assistant work, just to be able to bring in some extra money as well. But my husband was still working his 9-to-5 job, and he actually convinced his bosses at work to let him take it on the road. You know, this is pre the time when everyone knows how to work from home. So he convinced them how to do that, and he was able to take his business on the road, but we quickly realized we didn't want him working a 9-to-5 anymore. So we started looking into me building my business to the level that he could leave his job. And that is where we got to then. While we were on the road, while we were traveling, I focused on growing the businesses, working, you know, midnight till 5 a.m. when we're in Yellowstone National Park, and that's the only time the internet worked, and, you know, doing all crazy things like that while we had 4 little kids and my husband was working a 9-to-5 and continuing to travel the whole time, because why else live in an RV if we're not going to travel, was our motto. So yeah, so that is where it started from. And then he was able to then leave that job, and he did dabble in doing some things as well. But in the end, we figured out it made more sense for me to be the entrepreneur and for him to be the stay-at-home dad who also is there to support me. He's got a computer science degree. So if you're doing anything technical, it's great to have a spouse that knows computer science. So he's been able to manage all that, which has been amazing. But then I do more of the, you know, day-to-day front-end side of things.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I was a stay-at-home dad for 8 years before we left getting on the road, and I can definitely relate to that position and being the supportive spouse. When you guys were building these businesses on the road, what was the hardest part? What was one of the biggest roadblocks of creating a business as a nomad?
Well, of course, the obvious of like internet comes and goes. So sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. But I would say just the desire to want to just be out traveling, like sitting in the RV, looking out the window at like a gorgeous day and being like, I'm sitting here behind a computer. So being disciplined enough in order to make myself do the things that needed to be done to continue to grow the business while still enjoying not only the traveling, but also my family, because I had little kids at the time who were, you know, we had attachment parented, so they're very attached to me and wanted me all the time as well. And of course, a husband who is the relationship with mattered a lot as well. So I think just managing, as anyone as a mom entrepreneur knows, managing all those aspects of it on top of being in the RV and traveling about every week, if not less than that. Sometimes we'd move every 3 to 4 days, and trying to build this business and wanting to get out and travel. So I think just figuring out how to make all of that work would be what I would consider the biggest challenge.
Paint me a tactical picture. What did working in your RV physically look like? Where were you? What were you? How was your setup? You know, you had 8 years of doing this. Did it change?
Oh yeah, it's changed multiple times over the years. So we've had, I think, 5 different rigs since we've been on the road. So in each rig, it was completely different. In one rig, I would sit at the kitchen table and literally just work when the kids were sleeping. So this was when they were younger. And then I would work in the front seat while we were driving down the road. And then when we switched to a smaller rig, I would sit in the front seat of the smaller rig and make a little makeshift office and work. And then we moved into our really small rig, which was a 21-foot travel trailer with all 6 of us and a dog. I would then just work wherever I could find space. So it might be sitting in the van, like with the doors closed, like telling the kids through the window, don't come in, I'm on a call. And sitting there working, or sitting outside at a picnic table, or inside and my husband having to take all the kids outside and keep them occupied because it's just what needed to happen. And really just being adaptable and flexible and making it work. In this, our current rig, which we have a fifth wheel, a Keystone Montana High Country fifth wheel right now, in this rig, we did set up in the back room like a nice long like office table for me with an actual office chair that I had. And I actually didn't even go for the full office chair. I went for like a little balance chair because I'm like, well, I'm going to sit here. I want to, you know, work on my core. I'm like, okay. But anyways, it was at least more than I had ever had before. So that was a kind of the evolution from just make it work. Okay, now I think I'm going to get it a little bit more comfortable. So yeah, just adapting as we went. And to me, I didn't need 5 different screens. I didn't need the highest, the best technology. Like people always say, well, how can I start? I don't have blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I started with the laptop. That's it. That's all. Yep. That's all that it was. It's all that you need to start it and kick it off. Yes, you need internet. Sure, you need a phone, you know, things like that. But I just really always built my business and kept my business as simple and portable as possible so I could work from anywhere and not have a lot of restrictions.
So thinking back to a year ago, did you guys know you were going to be getting off the road? Or was it a pretty quick decision of, hey, you know, someone just realized the light switch went off, we might need to look at this and then have a family meeting and decide this is what we're going to do? How long was the process of deciding we're going to turn the page on this chapter and kind of change the way we're adventuring and traveling?
In all honesty, it's been an 8-year process.
Okay.
I feel like the minute we got on the road, there was doubts about what the heck we were doing. it's this roller coaster ride. And it was like, okay, we're doing this, we're doing this. And I would say in the first year it was like, we're doing this. Like, there's no like going back on it. We made this big shift. It's happening. But then once that first year was done, it was kind of like, okay, are we still doing this? Like, is this still okay? Mm-hmm. Is it still the right thing? And then I like to, you know, recommend to people that are first getting on the road that it takes at least a year of traveling full time for you to truly adjust to this lifestyle and to understand it and know what it is and know if it's going to work for you. So I would say for us in like years, like one, you know, was what it is for everyone. And then two and three were kind of like, yeah, okay, like we're in this, it's all good, it's whatever. And then like probably year three and four started questioning again, like, should we keep doing this? Is this the right thing? Is this working for us? You know, here's the things that aren't working. Here's the things that are, but no, we still want to do all these things. So every year we kind of would have the same conversation, but we always just felt and knew that it was right to continue to travel. We weren't done yet and we wanted to work through those things. But then we knew as the kids were getting older that they were getting over it is basically the best way I can put it. They didn't want to just have a bed in the RV anymore. They wanted a bedroom that they could like decorate. They didn't want to go see another national park or waterfall or go to Europe and go see a new country. Like they were just like, yeah, this is great. My life has been this for the last 8 years. I know nothing different. It's not cool to me anymore. And we kind of knew that was coming and could sense it. And we pushed for like an additional year beyond that. And I think we would have pushed for more, but our oldest son is the one who said that he wanted to play high school football and he had never played organized football before. And he was going to be a freshman this past year. So we knew as both my husband and I being past high school and me being a college athlete, like, you don't really go into your sophomore year playing football for the first time. We kind of knew, to be fair to him, like freshman year was the right year for him to start.
Sure.
So that for us kind of put like a date that it made sense for this to happen. And I will say that once we asked him if he wanted to do football, he said to us, don't ask me again because I'll probably like change my mind and chicken out and, you know, not do it. And we're like, okay, fine, we can respect that. So we waited like 3 months and then we asked him again just to confirm, you're still in the same place, right? And he said yes. And we were like, okay. So that reason and the reason of where our family was at, just for all those reasons of just not really loving the travel anymore, they were more about, well, where are our friends going to be? I want to hang out with my friends. I don't care about where we're going and what we're seeing, you know, all of that. It felt for the first time in the 8 years on the road, it felt right to both Craig and I that this was the right choice and the right decision for our family now. And that we had pushed it as far as we could and as far as the kids wanted to take it. And this was the right choice. And we were getting off the road for the right reasons and other things we wanted to explore. And I'm saying because the kids wanted to, but there was also a piece of both Craig and I that were ready to like kind of nest a little bit. We wanted a space that was just ours where things weren't going to fall off the road because we had to go drive down the road and everything would fall off the wall, or that we wanted room too to be able to design things that the way we wanted them. We wanted a big couch that our whole family could sit on. We wanted a big kitchen table that we could all sit around, and we didn't want to have to worry about where we were going to spend the night that night. Or for Craig, he didn't want to have to worry about the maintenance of the RV, you know, all of those type of things. So it really did, we hit a point where even as much as I would love to still be on the road right now, I do 100% know it was the right choice and that it came around the way it should have and needed to. And we listened to it and it was the right thing to do.
Is RV travel out of the picture for the foreseeable future? Are you guys taking a clear break or is it going to be splattered in for weekend trips and things?
Oh no, it's definitely going to be splattered in. And I don't think a weekend trip I can handle. It's got to be at least a week, if not more. But no, we have plans in March to potentially go somewhere. And then this summer, we're planning to go to Alaska with an RV as well.
Nice.
So we are still doing it. And we've kind of now, we dove straight into like the sports for our kids. That's what they were interested in. So dove straight into that and realized there is no time when you have four kids and they're all in sports because there's always someone doing something.
Yeah.
So we realized in the summer, like in March, there was like a window. There's like this window where we're like, we're leaving. You might miss a few things, but there's nothing major. And then for the summer, I'm like, you're going to miss probably some major things. We're going. This is happening because this is still important to us as a family to travel this way, to still show this stuff to you guys. I'm excited to go and travel now that we haven't been and see how the kids take it. Because even some of the feedback from the kids has been really interesting. Like just randomly we'll ask them, do you miss traveling in the RV? And my youngest one, he's actually really insightful and always has these answers that we're like, are you really just 10? But he's like, hey, he goes, you know what? I don't miss living in the RV, but I do miss going to the new places. And I'm like, okay, like that's a really good answer. And I think we all were over living in the RV and the space that was there and the limitations and everything. But I think all of us do miss that. And my husband and I are going to be taking a trip, just the two of us, down to Florida for a conference in a couple days. And our oldest is like, well, I want to go with you to Florida. Why can't I go with you to Florida? And we're like, yeah, you're so used to always coming with us, but this is this new life now. We're like, sorry, you have a basketball game. You have basketball practice. Like, you can't go. So I'm hoping that introducing them to this is going to also help them appreciate, one, the traveling we did do, and now future traveling we will do, and what that'll look like and how that will be for our family.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think it's that balance, right, of showing ourselves reaffirming it, and also showing our kids the balance of both different types of lifestyles, right? Because it could be something else in 5 years. I think that oftentimes we say we want a full-time RV, but in all reality, what we're trying to get at is we want to go see different places. RVing is just the method that we use to accomplish that, because you could do it with flights and Airbnbs and kind of get the same thing, not taking your own bed, which is a huge pro of bringing your home behind you. But that's the ultimate goal of what I hear feedback from people. They want to go full-time and travel the country. It's because they want to go travel. It's not because they necessarily want to live in an RV. RV is just a method to get there. And I think it's pretty cool to hear your kids say that. I don't necessarily miss certain things about this life, but I miss the new places and the traveling. And that bodes well for getting out and doing some of those excursions this summer. Alaska is going to be super cool.
Yeah. We're really excited to do Alaska, and we're all like gearing up for it. And I think we'll all have a different excitement that we'd had in the past, like couple of years of doing the RV stuff, you know, for some of it. And I would definitely agree with that with the RV. I will say though, we do miss the campsite community.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew this, and this was honestly, the campsite life was one of the other big pieces beyond the travel that held us back from getting off the road at a lot of points, because we just couldn't imagine being in a house where like you don't even see your neighbor for months at a time. You won't even see your neighbor. Like, sure, you can put in effort and go knock on their door and whatever, but when you're in a campground, people are just out and about. People are having campfires. They're talking. The kids are out running around all over the place. And so that part of it was definitely another piece that held us back for a long time and has been an adjustment to come back into a house and then be like, what do you mean you have to go in at 7 o'clock at night for like our kids' friends? We're like, they're usually out over until like 10 or 11 at night. And then we walk them home, or they just run across the street to their RV, or, you right. know, like, so adjusting to this new, different lifestyle in that way has been an adjustment as well, for sure.
So where did you guys end up, and how did you pick that spot?
Yeah. So when we first got on the road, part of it was like, yeah, let's look at other places. We always kind of knew we were going to do something. We weren't going to RV forever. So it was like, let's keep a lookout for places that maybe we'd want to settle. And we went to a lot of really cool places that we really loved. And out in Oregon was always a big one for us that we're like, it's so cool out here. Montana, we really loved. Some parts of like in Asheville and North Carolina, it was like, oh, this is really cool. So we would go and we would stay and we would really like it. But there was never one place that as a family as a whole that we were like, oh, we could see staying here for a year. Every place was like, oh, I could see staying here for the summer. I could see staying here for 6 months, but not wanting to stay for a full year. And then when it came down to it, we were going to be doing this for our kids, and we were going to be doing it so that they could get into the sports and they could do all of that type of stuff. So since we were going to be doing it for that reason, we knew if we came back to our hometown, we would have all the connections we needed in order to know, one, what teams to put them on, two, who the coaches were, because maybe we'd played sports with them or they had coached us or whatever that might look like. And three, we have family and we have a community here and we have a background here. For a long time, I loved that I could walk into a store and no one knew me.
Yeah.
But there's also something to be said when you're in the town you grew up in, your parents grew up in, my parents were teachers here, you walk in somewhere and you know someone, or the person behind the checkout counter is like, oh yeah, I had your dad as a teacher, or oh yeah, I knew your mom, or, you know, like there's something to be said to that too. So all of those things are kind of what drew us to then come back and just settle back down in our hometown. Because when we left here, we weren't leaving here because we hated it here and we hated, you know, the people and we hated whatever. Like, that was never part of why we left. We went for the adventure. So coming back here just really fit within what the next phase of our journey was, which was the kids wanting to do sports and have established friends and, you know, figure out this, I don't know what you want to call it, this normal way of living, I guess, that it just made sense to come back here and do that.
Yeah, very cool.
So talk to me a little bit about what it was like transferring your working style from being nomadic to being at home. It sounds like your kids went back to school, so you had some time during the day now that you didn't normally have. You didn't have travel days. And so there's definitely things that you gained by going to a Sticks and Bricks, but I'm assuming there's also things that had to change or you lost. Talk to me about that process of now working from home, not traveling.
So the kids are not in school. We're still homeschooling them. So where our district is, we are able to homeschool them and they can still play sports at the middle school and high school that our district, that our house is in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Forgive my assumption. That's awesome.
No worries. I know it's part of people not understanding all the different pieces of it. So this was something we researched before we came back here too, to know that this was an option, because had that not been, that may have, you know, potentially changed some things as well. But since we knew that was an option, we knew coming into it that that's what we were going to do. So we wanted to continue to homeschool so that we did have the flexibility to get out and to travel when we wanted to and still live life on our terms, which is still very important to both my husband and I, that we do live life on our own terms. And so for that reason, we did want to continue to homeschool them. We did ask them if they want to go into public school, and the three boys said no, and my daughter said maybe next year.
So what does it look like percentage-wise when you break down your week? How much are you putting into one business versus the other?
So I am not a very organized entrepreneur. I don't follow a lot of the kind of like different plans they have and things like that. I jump all over the place. I like being an entrepreneur so I can do what I want when I want and when I feel like it. So I would say, yeah, it really varies. Like, I work both businesses like every day to some extent, but it depends on like what I have coming in for each business that day, what's due for it. For Virtual Powerhouse, I have an operations manager and a team of people, which is like amazing. They're awesome. So they do a lot of the day-to-day stuff, and I'm more here to talk with new clients and to help with strategy or to help if there's a question that comes up. So from that side of it, it's usually more answering questions or figuring out next steps that we're going to do. And then from a blogging perspective and from Crazy Family Adventure, from the brand, it is just what's going on out there in the world now? What should I focus on? What should I do? What do I need to change? What's working? What isn't working? And adjusting that. So my goal is always to work 20 hours a week. And even being in a house here, like, I really try to maintain that. And I'm pretty close with it. Sometimes I'll work more just because I'd also like to be able to obviously take time off and go to Alaska and go on a trip in March and all of that. But I try to just kind of flow with it and kind of ebb and flow and go with what needs to be done and what I see and what I feel like doing.
One thing I think you really did right, and longtime listeners of the show will know that I harp on this, Crazy Family Adventures. That can encompass whatever and wherever, whatever chapter of life you're doing, so you can continue on doing it. You've closed this chapter of full-time travel, but it doesn't mean an end to Crazy Family Adventures. However, my question would be then, has it changed the type of content that you're going to produce?
No, I think we're still going to be a travel blog, like, for sure. Like, we still want to encourage other people to get out and travel. We still have content to write from our trip to Europe. So we are going to continue to write about travel and make that a focus and a priority. We may add in some lifestyle type of things. I know people have questions about how we homeschool, or people have questions about just things we have in our house or what we have set up. So we may go into some of that, but our passion and our desire to continue to travel and explore is absolutely still there. So we do want to still make that a focus. From a social media perspective, we're doing a little bit of a shift where we're spending more time now on our Instagram Reels or on TikTok, just sharing this transition and what that's been like and what we've been going through with it and all of that, to kind of share that with the audience. Because like we've mentioned, it's not out there very much with people talking about getting off the road. And in some ways, I think people look at it as like you failed or something, you know, when you decide to get off the road. So we're trying to like put a message out there, what the transition looks like, what it feels like, and let other people kind of know what this next step can look like or does look like if when you decide it's time to do that. And I've also got a lot of support from other people saying like, oh my gosh, I feel the exact same way. We got off the road after X amount of time. And like, I hear you. I get it. That's exactly what we were looking forward to. Or like, that's exactly what we miss. So it's been really cool to kind of share that with the audience. But everything we do ebbs and flows with everything. And I did pick the name Crazy Family Adventure intentionally so that it could continue forever. Like, even if it ends up being once the kids are out of the house, like Craig and I are still going to have our crazy family adventure that our kids will still be a part of, even if they're grown adults, you know. So I wanted to make sure when we did name it that it was something. I got advice from someone else on that, which was very good, to have it be something that we could continue to grow with, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. My personal opinion, it is definitely not in the failure realm, but I'm curious to know, have you ever felt like it was to start this new chapter of getting off the road?
I wouldn't say that I felt like it was failure, but I feel like when you become one of those OGs, you know, like we were ones, everyone would be like, oh, you sit around a campfire, how long you been on the road? And we were always like, you know, the longest of everyone. Like there are a few people out there that beat us for sure. But then we were usually one of the ones. And there was always kind of that feeling of, this is our identity. This is what we do. This is whatever that it was. But when it came down to actually making the choice and decision, none of that even came into my head. And it was, no, this is what's right for us. This is what we're going to do. I thought I would actually feel more, I don't know if failure is the right word, but feel more like, oh my gosh, now what? Like, oh, we're going to look like whatever. And I thought I would have felt that more, but honestly did not feel it at all. And I think that's because we knew for us it was the right decision and because we made it on our own terms. It wasn't mm-hmm. like something made us have to do it or whatever. We chose to do this. So I think for that reason, I felt like, no, we've always been on our own journey. We're happy to share it, but like it's always been our own journey. So for that reason, we knew it would have been a failure to keep going and be miserable as a family. Yeah. So maybe that was why. Maybe that I haven't looked at it that way, but now saying that, maybe that was it. I knew this was what we needed to do to be successful as a family.
You said you guys are the OG as if it were past tense. I think you're just at such the leading edge that you're now starting the next wave. Because I think, you know, with COVID and everybody working from home, people are starting to realize different opportunities and they can work from anywhere. And there's this huge influx of people getting out and traveling longer and selling everything, getting on the road. But I think there's a huge section of the population that while that's alluring, they knew it wasn't for them. And it seems like it's either all or nothing when you look at social media. So I think you guys are actually at the leading edge of showing the blended lifestyle, showing ways that you can set up your life to be able to be, like you said, do it on your own terms. You can have that financial freedom, that time freedom to go take a week in March and just hop in the RV and go. Or you can fly to Florida and go to a conference, but that it involves parts of the family, all of the family, and you guys have control over that. So I wouldn't use OG as a past term. I think you guys are actually at the leading edge of the next bell curve.
All right. I like that. I'll take that.
Nice.
And I hope we can do that because I would love to be able to show and encourage other people to live life this way too, or to go into their boss at work if they have a job and to say like, hey, you know, I can work remote now. I'm going to take a month and go travel with my family this summer in an RV and I'll continue to work, but we're going to be gone. And just to ask, can you do that? Because there's no reason in this day and age when everyone's been through working from home that almost, I know there's certain jobs you can't do that with. I understand that. But if you're in a job that you have that flexibility to work from a computer, you should be able to take your family and go on a trip and your job won't suffer. You will probably do even better because you'll be happier and be able to get out there and do those type of things. So I'd love to be able to show to people how that is possible and how you can have a house and go out and explore and travel and have both. So I appreciate you saying that. That makes me feel good. So thank you.
You're on the right trajectory. Definitely. So being on the road 8 years, 5 different rigs, what were you most excited about having a Sticks and Bricks?
A big couch and a big kitchen table. That was literally, for me, like those were the big things. We'd sit down and try to watch a movie and we could fit like maybe 3 of us on the couch, maybe 4. And then someone shoved it in other spots. And it never really felt like super comfortable, like as a family to do that. And then sitting around a table, like, again, just seemed to me like something we had not had for 8 years. And sure, we have picnic tables and, you know, blah, 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 and all those things that I would not give up the lifestyle for a big kitchen table for the last 8 years. But it was definitely something that I was really looking forward to having. And one of the other things was when a thunderstorm came in or bad weather came in, that I didn't have to stress out about it. That was definitely another thing that I was looking forward to and over having to worry about bad weather coming in. So that part of it too, I would say I was definitely excited about. But beyond that, yeah, just figuring out the next chapter. We don't like to be comfortable. We usually, whenever we get comfortable, we push our comfort zone. So I think for this was actually pushing our comfort zone to get off the road, because being on the road for us was what was normal, what was easy, what we knew, what we understood. So figuring out how to get off the road was a challenge, and it was a process for us to go through and to figure out again, because we had been doing it for so long. So that part of it was, yeah, it was just exciting to be moving on to something different and something new.
It's interesting that you mentioned thunderstorms. So I grew up in the Midwest and had fond memories of sitting on the porch or watching thunderstorms out the window. When my wife and I moved to Norway right after we got married, we were on the coast, on the sea, and we had rainstorms, but there was no thunder and lightning. Well, when we came back, I noticed how much we had missed that. And then from when we came back to when we got in the RV, it was probably about 8 years, enjoying thunderstorms and the sticks and bricks then. And then getting on the road full time this past year, thunderstorms mean a totally different thing in an RV. And as much as I enjoy sitting and watching them, it's just totally different when your house is, you know, tin and sticks and just literally on wheels sitting there. I don't enjoy them so much anymore. It's a different mindset, especially as a parent.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, is there a tree? Is there like a branch? Is it going to get hit by lightning? Is it going to fall in the RV? Mm-hmm. There's all these random like things of where the kid's sleeping. They're sleeping up in the loft.
Exactly.
Like, you know, all of that. So that part of it, definitely some of those things that we had just gotten used to, but still hated from being on the road, but knew how to deal with them. And now all of a sudden we could be like, oh, it's a thunderstorm. Who cares? So right. that part of it, I was definitely looking forward to some of those things as well.
So you're starting this new chapter. You've moved back into the house. You're going to do some sometimes travel and go out and do large excursions. What are you looking forward to going forward?
I'm looking forward to just what that travel is going to look like for us as a family, how that's going to be different. I will say when we were getting to the end of our time on the road, we actually hit a point where like our family, we were spending too much time together. I know people get on the road because they want to spend more time together as a family. For us, we hit a point that we're like, this is too much. We're just around each other too much. We need to expand like beyond this. So for that reason, now that we've had a chance to do that with the kids going off and doing their own thing in their sports or having these friendships now that they're, you know, at friends' house for long and like, you know, not by us as much and all of that, it makes me excited then when we go on a trip and we're actually all together as a family that I think there'll just be more joy in it just because it's not as much the norm for us anymore. Mm-hmm. And also once we get in the RV to like pull it down the road, I know there's going to be this rush of excitement that we had somewhat lost because it was just common to us. So I'm excited for that rush of excitement again when we do get back on the road and do some traveling of just what that's going to feel like and what that's going to look like. And just to be like, we're on a road trip again, mm-hmm. not living life, but on a road trip and what that's going to look like. So I'm excited about that. And then just for the kids, I'm excited that they're here and they're establishing themselves here and doing the sports stuff and playing on sports team and watching them and doing like, I love doing that. Like I grew up playing sports. My husband grew up playing sports. So it's been really fun watching them do that and watching them excel at it. So I'm excited to watch them in these. Our youngest is now 10, our oldest is 15. So to watch them kind of transition into this next phase of their life where they're starting to become more adults and you're hitting that age when like you start to really see life differently. And I'm excited to watch that through what we do have here because both my husband and I loved our childhood and we loved growing up, you know, here and we loved all of those things. So to be able to have our kids experience that and hopefully also the travel is what I'm looking forward to. I always say, we'll see. We'll see what we can make happen. We'll see what we can make work. But our goal is always to make the most out of it. And we will definitely continue to try to do that.
That's fantastic. And I think you're hitting both sides of the coin here with your businesses, Crazy Family Adventure. It'd be inspirational stuff to go see and follow along. And then Virtual Powerhouse just being services for potentially RV entrepreneurs. So give me a breakdown of where we can find what you and your husband are doing and where the best place online to connect with you guys is.
Yeah, we're Crazy Family Adventure like everywhere. So we have our website. So you Google Crazy Family Adventure, you'll find us. You can follow us on Instagram, Crazy Family Adventure, TikTok, Crazy Family. I'm working on the TikTok. I'm working on growing. Follow us on TikTok at Crazy Family Adventure. We have YouTube, Crazy Family Adventure. We're a little bit behind on YouTube, but we're trying to get caught up there as well and get our Europe content out there too. And then for Virtual Powerhouse, same thing. If you Google Virtual Powerhouse, you'll see our website out there. We're on Facebook. We're on whatever. If you want to get a hold of us, Google either one of those, you'll find us. And just nice. Shoot us a message on any platform. We'll get it. we'll answer, you know, we'll want to chat with you. So definitely feel free to do that. And yeah, we're always looking for insights from, you know, people too. Like if you have questions about getting off the road, like don't hesitate, shoot us an email. You can do that through our website, Crazy Family Adventure, message on Instagram or Facebook. Tell us what your questions are. We'd be happy to answer that or put together some content on it to really help people understand what this transition is like.
Most definitely. Brianna, thank you for taking the time. I think this is just a little insight into closing that circle or turning the page on a chapter, being the OG on the next bell curve. It's cool to see different perspectives. So thank you for taking the time out of your day to jump on and share that perspective with us, because I think it's important to show both sides of the coin and the full circle. And it's something that is maybe not talked about, but not intentionally talked about enough. So thank you for taking the time to shed light on that and share your experiences with getting off the road and how it's changing your adventure lifestyle.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing. This podcast is great. And I know it's so helpful for people, and happy to be able to be a part of it. So thanks for having me on.
I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation with Brianna. Again, I'm going to sound a little bit like a broken record here. I think it's really important to share the full circle picture, the turning of the page to the next chapter, because RV travel, full-time RV travel specifically, I don't think it's forever for most people. However, I don't think we're always necessarily thinking 2, 3, 4, in Brianna's case, 9 years down the road of what that looks like and the off-ramp that we're going to take. So, you know, you guys have heard Heath talk about runway and how long we have financially, time-wise, energy-wise to give something a try and get it off the ground. Well, we also have to think about runway in the reverse, right? Of how are we going to land this plane after we get it into the air? Whether that means, you know, going to a different airport to do a different chapter in life, or how to land the plane indefinitely to sell it off or to close a business down. Those are all things that you got to have a plan for, because if you don't have a plan, it's not going to happen. It's just you're going to crash, to use the airplane analogy there. And so I really appreciate Brianna jumping on. She had made a post on her blog about their decision to get off the road. And that's how I kind of got hooked up to get her back on the podcast and talk about this thing, because I think it's super important that we talk about the full picture. So I really appreciate her jumping on. And if you guys want to connect with Brianna, all the links to her stuff will be in the show notes. You could also jump over to the rventrepreneur.com/Facebook to get onto the Facebook group, and where you can connect with some of our guests and all of our hosts. And yeah, we'll see you on the road. Until next time, happy trails.